Gwyn Evans, Big Welsh Weekend, BBC Radio Wales.
Well, one tradition was, especially for girls, was to make a salty cake from a pullet's egg, eat half of it, and then put the other half in your stocking and place it under your pillow, and your future husband would appear to you in a dream carrying a glass of water.
Really?
And they, others involve uprooting a leek from a garden with your teeth, and also placing that under the pillow as well.
What, put the leek under the pillow?
The leek, not your teeth. If you've got your teeth under the pillow, it's probably not going to get a boyfriend at all. But no, definitely the leek.
I like it. What's this one about the donkey?
The donkey, that's more to do with the celebrations they used to put, you know, the great and the good used to put on sort of celebrations and sports days. When they got married, there'd be something put on to entertain everybody else. And there were some very strange sports days held around Wrexham. I mean, I came across something called a race for a pig, where people would chase after this pig and they'd grease its tail, and you had to catch it by the tail, supposedly. If you know how quick a pig can move, that must have been quite an entertaining event to watch. Obviously, the RSPCA wouldn't approve of such things nowadays.
But. No.
Another one I found, actually, this is slightly perhaps a bit more risque, as I can mention this, it's mainly women trying to find out the name of their future husband. The men don't seem to be so interested in the name. And this one is about you should place an ash leaf in her cleavage, and then the next man that she meets will have the same name as her future boyfriend or husband. So, strange one.
Really?
Yeah.
What happens if you meet somebody weird, like, you know, with a name like Hamilton Gore Smith or something like that afterwards? You may as well just marry them.
Well, hopefully they're attractive and you end up marrying them. Otherwise, you really are stumped, aren't you?
You are.
And there's other traditions about you could just decide your future by the three bowls game. You have one bowl full of water, one clean water, one bowl full of dirty water, and one bowl full of soil. And then you're blindfolded and you're brought into the room. And whichever hand you put whichever bowl you put your hand in, sort of will decide your future. If you go into the clean water, you'll have a happy marriage. In the dirty water, you have a marriage of trouble and strife. And if you're into the soil, I'm afraid you're going to be on your own, singleton forevermore.
Oh, forever.
Yeah.
Gwyn Evans, Big Welsh Weekend, BBC Radio Wales.